Pete Robertson has received permission from Grand National Airways to take a month's leave of absence so that he and Jimmy Allen may go to Hollywood to do the stunt flying for an air picture. But already they've run into complications. Nails Ballou, hard-boiled ex-combat pilot and soldier of fortune, has warned them not to accept the contract from Mammoth Pictures. Also, Speed discovered that one of the pilots hired to fly in the picture, Harry Phelps, was discharged from the service of Grand National Airways 2 years previous. When Phelps heard that Nails Ballou was in Hollywood, he became terror-stricken. It is the following morning. Jimmy and Speed are already on location at Toe Cay in the foothills of the Sierras, where the flying for the picture is to be done. They are standing near the wing of a wartime P-38 airplane.
Well, Jim, how'd she go?
Okay, Speed, but this P-38 doesn't handle as easily as an airliner.
You shouldn't have any trouble.
Oh, I'm familiar with a P-38, all right. It's easier to handle than a racing job. It's maneuverable, a wonderful ship, all right. Oh, I'm sure I'll enjoy flying her.
Yeah, modern aeronautical engineers are rapidly introducing many refinements, which make a big difference. Well, how many landings did you make after I checked you out?
15, Speed. And then I took about a half hour's air workout.
Now, look, Jim, there's one thing you must not do.
What's that?
A little while ago, I saw you stunning at a fairly low altitude. Now, if you want to keep on flying and live a long time, don't do that at any time, especially not in these war crates.
Well, aren't they airworthy?
Oh, yeah, but they were built for fighting, not hedgehopping. Besides, the thrill you get out of plowing the ground with your slipstream may be a costly one. Sooner or later, you'll make one split-second error, and that will be it. Now, Jim, you're too smart a kid to be doing that. Fly all the time from a scientific standpoint, trying to do better and better, to synchronize your efforts more, making one unit, so to speak.
Okay, Speed. What you say goes. But it's fun to shoot a treetop. But don't you worry, I'll cut it out. You're right, as always.
And another thing. These ships aren't good for Sunday afternoon flying by elderly ladies. They've been checked over to a certain extent, yes, but how thoroughly is another thing. And that's one reason I'm anxious to have Flash get out here with us. He stopped to visit some friend down in San Diego, but I got a hold of him last night, and he ought to show up this morning. Hey, by the way, speaking of Flash, do you know what that old rascal did?
No, what?
He got a tip from someone down in San Diego on a horse. It was a 20-to-1 shot.
Uh-oh.
He said he felt lucky, so he bet everything he had on him, which happened to be nothing less than $15. Well, to make a long story short, he hit the jackpot. A nag came in first, and he collected. Can you imagine Flash over the border with all that dough?
Why, the lucky old so-and-so.
I wonder what he'll do with that, Jack.
Well, I hope he has sense enough to stick it away in government bonds or something.
Yeah, I hope so too, Jim. But you know the old saying, easy come, easy go. Flash has always been nuts about the horses, and he'll probably lose most of it back again.
Say, it just occurred to me, Speed. If what you say about these ships is true, what about some of the stunt flying that we're going to have to do at low altitudes when we make this picture?
Well, that's the one part of it I don't like, Jim. There's no use kidding ourselves. Some of these flights are going to be mighty dangerous. That's one of the reasons we're getting $5,000 apiece on this deal.
I'm not afraid to take a chance, Pete.
I know you're not, kid, but we got to do everything we can to lessen the chances we have to take. I'll never forgive myself if anything happened to you.
I'll be as careful as I possibly can.
That's the stuff. Now, another thing. I've ordered special parachutes for every pilot that works in this picture. They're constructed particularly for quick opening.
Well, how low would it be to be safe to jump with them?
Well, I can't answer that, Jim. It all depends on the circumstances. Anyway, I can tell you this. Some of these planes are hard to get out of. Being made for fighting, they aren't built especially for novice stunning, so we have to be very careful. Now, if you get into trouble at low altitude, my advice is to try to pull up if you still have any control. Then when you reach the apex of your zoom, jump. I can't tell you exactly what to do. Every case is individual. You develop a sort of intuition, the ability to do the right thing at the right moment. That's a difference. Well, kid, it's a difference between life and death.
Oh, I got you, Speed. Oh, by the way, when am I going to get a chance to fly some of these other ships? I see they've got some P-51s and 47s, and there's about 6 or 7 ME-109s, and also some JU-88s and Focke-Wulf 190s.
You'll have plenty of chances to fly them, Jim. But a great deal of your air work is going to be done in this P-38. Now, most of the air pictures made so far have been about bombers. I understand this one is supposed to be about one of the first fighting squadrons during the war.
Do you know what the story is?
Well, not yet. We'll probably find that out from the director, Mr. Stewart, today or tomorrow.
By the way, Speed, I meant to ask you about this fellow Harry Phelps. I mean, what he said about Mr. Ballou.
I don't know, Jim. Phelps and his son are due here any minute, and I'll tell you this. I'm going to find out. You know, there's something darn strange about it. I don't believe I ever saw a man so scared in my life as Phelps was when he heard Ballou's name.
In a way, I don't blame him, Speed. There's something about the way this fellow Ballou looks at you that, well, it gives you the creeps.
Yeah, I know it, Jim. course, Baloo's always been that way. Once in Europe, during the war, he had a reputation for being a lone wolf. He didn't mix very well with the rest of the boys. Well, here comes Phelps and his boy now. Now, look, I'm going to speak to Phelps alone, Jim, and while I'm doing that, you can check young Phelps in his P-38.
Good morning, Speed. Oh, hello there, Alan.
Hello,
Mr. Phelps.
This is my boy, Roy. Mr. Robertson, and this is Jimmy Allen.
How do you do, Mr. Robertson? I'm awfully glad to meet you. Mr. Allen, I've heard a lot about you, and it's all been good.
Well, thanks, Roy. Nice of you to say that.
I want to have a little talk with you, Harry. While I'm doing that, Jimmy here can check your son out in his P-38. You've got a cockpit check out in the 38, haven't you, Roy?
Yes, I have, Mr. Robertson. And I've got my flying equipment. My helmet and flying jacket are here in this bundle.
Good.
Just a second, Speed. I don't know whether we're going to take this job or not. We need the money pretty badly, but there's...
Now, that's what I want to talk to you about, Harry. I think we can work everything out all right. But we got a lot of work to do, and I don't want to waste any time. Roy can be getting his check out while we talk it over.
Well, all right.
Now, Jim, you take that ship there and follow Roy up for a little air work, and then have him make a few landings. Now, Roy, are you sure you can handle that 38? We don't want any accidents here.
I'm sure I can handle it. How about you, Jim?
Oh, I think I can handle mine all right, Roy. Now, you hop into your ship and take off, and I'll be right behind you.
Right.
Well, how much time has your kid had, Harry?
Well, Speed, to tell you the truth, he's only got about 400 hours, but he can fly. No worry about that.
Well, I'm not worried about it, but I want to tell you something, Harry. This moving picture flying is no child's play. A pilot's got to know his stuff.
I think the kid can do it all right. And then I thought, well, I thought you could give him some of the easier flying to do.
Well, now we'll see. Yeah, there goes your boy. And there goes Jimmy right after him.
Gee, that Jimmy Allen can sure fly, can't he?
Yeah, that's a mighty sweet pilot. But now listen, Harry, let's get down to brass tacks. I wanted to talk to you yesterday, but Milliken came in and I didn't have a chance. Why are you so afraid of his nails below?
Listen, Speed, that's why I don't think Roy and I had better do any flying in this picture. Baloo's got it in for me. Besides, well, I heard he was going to have charge of the flying in this picture, and then Milliken hired you and Allen instead.
Well, what of it? Baloo didn't have a contract. Milliken's got a right to take anyone he wants, hasn't he?
Sure he has, but you don't know Baloo as I do. I'm telling you, Speed, that man's, well, he's just not human.
Now, look here, Phelps. Let's quit beating around the bush. Frankly, I'm not so sure whether I want you to do any flying in this picture or not, if you're going to be in the state of mind you are now. I know Baloo's a tough character, but, well, he's certainly not going to kill you or anything like that. It'd be his own neck.
You don't know that fella, Speed. I'm telling you, you don't know him. He's infernally clever. He'd find some way to get rid of me without ever getting caught. And that wouldn't be hard to do with all this stunt flying going on.
Now, look here, Phelps. I've had about enough of this. You said yesterday that Baloo was out to kill you. Why?
It's just that...
What's all the mumbling for? Now, tell me this. Has Nails Baloo got something on you?
No, he hasn't. Not a thing. Not unless
And not unless what?
Now, listen, Speed. Don't ask me to tell you. I can't. If Baloo knew I said a word, I'd be dead by tomorrow.
All right, Phelps. I'm going to ask you a question straight from the shoulder, and I want you to tell me the truth. Have you broken the law in some way, and Baloo knows about it? Is that what's the matter?
No, it isn't, Speed. I swear it isn't.
All right, I believe you. Now, get this. Any quarrel you may have with Baloo is none of my business, unless it affects your flying in this picture. I can't have a pilot working here whose nerves are all shot.
Oh, I understand that. But I'll be all right. I know I'll be all right as long as Baloo isn't around.
Well, Baloo is all washed up as far as this picture's concerned. I'm in charge of all the pilots, and he's not going to do any flying for Mammoth Pictures, I can tell you that.
All right. If it's okay with you, Roy and I will take the job. But if Baloo comes around, don't let him do anything to me.
I'm no nursemaid, Harry. Now, you go about your business, and I'm sure Baloo won't bother you. He won't be around here anyway. But if he should show and stick his nose in where he isn't wanted, you'll get plenty of help.
Speed, look.
Where?
Over there, those two men coming toward us. One of them's Baloo.
Well, the other one is Milliken. I wonder what's up.
Well, I'm not going to stick around.
Here's what you can do, Harry. As soon as Jimmy comes down, you take Roy's place and have Jimmy check you out on that P-38. That's got to be done this morning anyway.
Well, okay. I'll see you later.
Good morning, Robertson.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Milliken.
You've met Baloo, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
How's everything going?
Oh, fine. I'm checking out some of the pilots that are going to work in the picture.
Hey, wasn't that Harry Phelps that just walked away?
Oh, yes, it was. What about it?
Nothing. I just wondered.
Mr. Ballou has come to me with a proposition, Speed. It sounds all right to me, and if possible, I'm anxious to cooperate with him.
Well, I don't know anything about the moving picture business, Mr. Milliken. I think any decision would have to come from you.
Well, this affects the flying, and I'd rather talk it over with you first. I believe I'd better let Mr. Ballou explain the proposition to you.
Well, okay, Ballou, shoot.
Well, I've made a hookup with the Pacific Studios. They're filming a combat story themselves. Now, here's what I thought. If we could use this field and bring our ships over here, the total number of planes in the air for certain shots would be far greater. Give a more realistic background for a lot of action. Rat races, for example. Scenes like that will come into any picture of this type. Then the expense for both companies would be lessened by working together.
Yeah. Well, what about that, Mr. Milliken? Is that true?
Yes, it is. Ballou says that Pacific Studios will be willing to split the expense of this field. And I feel certain the greater number of planes, both Axis and Allied, will give the picture a more realistic background.
Well, I agree with you there. As far as I'm concerned, it's okay.
That's swell. Now, shall we consider the matter settled?
Yes. It'll help us out a lot if we can cut down the expense. You and Robertson can work out the flying details together. I'll see you both later.
Well, you sort of changed your tune, haven't you, Ballou?
Well, I was sore about losing this job. But now that I've got another line up, it's a different proposition. Now about the flying.
So, Nails Ballou will be flying from the Tokay field also. What will Phelps say when he hears this news? Don't miss the next thrilling air adventure of Jimmy Allen.